you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
My last name is Guidry, G-U-I-D-R-Y.
Okay, what's your email?
Mike.
No, you're going to put mine.
M.
No, you need mine.
No, I don't need none of that. I've just got a question.
Okay.
Mike M. Guidry at gmail.com.
Okay, is this your actual email under your Crafty account?
I don't have an account.
Okay, what's your question?
My wife quilts, and she has a kit from 2016, Block of the Month kit. It's called Garden Charm Quilt Kit, and it comes from her deceased aunt, and she would like to do this quilt, but there's no instructions in the box. They got lost.
Okay, gotcha. That's the problem you're having, so it's no instructions in the box?
Yeah, no instructions in the box. We'd like to get some instructions where she could do this quilt and make her so happy.
Okay, let me check for you 1 second, okay?
Thank you. What is that?
You're cracking me up.
This came with it? January 2016. How much somebody calls?
Hmm?
How much somebody just calls?
I think at least $100 now. I don't know what it was in 2016. This must have kit started at $100 and $1,500. And it's in her name, so it means she bought it.
Yeah, I've got an order number here too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so officially, we do have classes on our website for quitting that can assist in steps, but we don't sell products, so we wouldn't be able to actually give instructions.
And where did the product come from, you know? Where, I mean, because she likes to, you know, she don't mind doing a class, but she'd like to be prepared and have at least things cut out. And we don't have none of that, so any idea where to go?
Gotcha. I'm going to walk you through the steps 1 second.
Because you got an account with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got an account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could take the class, but you still got to be prepared for the class.
I can't cut a cake. I don't know how to cut the squares.
Right.
To cut the material. Or which material?
Hey, sir, I have a question. What is the class called?
Garden Charm.
The quilt's called, this is Garden Charm.
Garden Charm?
Yeah, Garden Charm quilt, yep.
Uh-huh, let's see. All right, 1 second.
Okay. And that class is still available?
Mm-hmm. That's what I paid $79 for. Did that take the class?
So when you took that, it's still easy to cut out too.
It starts with everything already cut out. So I don't know what size to cut the squares or the blocks or anything like that.
And you registered for the class, too?
Yeah. Or just for practice. I wanted to get it through.
So you can take as many classes you want for that $69 or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I registered for crafty for the year. So I can take any class, even crafty.
Crafty,
but I signed up primarily for that. All the materials here, I just don't have the instructions.
It's like a virtual class.
A video game. Video game show.
It's already pre-recorded. You just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Old candy bowl. What time for the Smiths to come clean this out? Well, we can refresh it.
Yeah.
My head's case put hurting on it.
Hey, the case. That is my screen. She's got going now.
You hear me when I was living on top of the hood of my truck looking at the moon, yelling?
Yeah.
Somebody finally said, stop, Lori, hit the head. And they were loud. I forgot about everybody being around. They were having fun, though. They both can scream pretty good. Oh, you talking about her throwdown scream?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about her throwdown scream. And,
sir, I have a quick question. There is a class on our website, correct?
Yes, there is a class. She is registered, but the class starts off and everything cut out.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
What is your hand
we call them structures or pattern in quilt language?
Instructions or pattern. I don't know what this is. This is not GoDaddy. I guess this is what she's going to make to add to it, I guess. I don't know. But that does not go in any of this.
That's a stamp. That's a stamp right there.
That's what they have to put in the middle of the shit. That not worked.
You know she had to stamp it.
Oh, that's perfect. something else.
Oh, that was some long question she was making.
Hey, so I'm still here. What I'm going to do is try to locate the class myself on the website. Just hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's
true.
She didn't even correct it. She just kept right on going.
What you mean about it? Oh, yeah, she did. I think she maybe two of them.
Yep, that one too. Just kept right on going.
I love
being
fancy. We have a design in the
middle? I think maybe it was supposed to have a design in the middle, but.
Well, that don't work right.
Well, yeah, the design's not correct.
She got the board on the wrong piece over there.
Yeah.
Huh? That's supposed to go like that.
Yeah. Somebody willing to bet she's going to throw it on there anyway.
Just like that?
Just like that. And then laughed about it. She would have laughed about the whole thing.
Well, I wouldn't take much to take that one little board off.
Nope. It would not have.
Those are right. Except for that one over there, not right.
Oh.
Well, maybe if she hadn't trimmed it yet. Maybe that's why it's not straight. Yeah, she kind of screwed that up.
She would not have corrected it. I can tell you that right now.
This one looks bigger than mine. It's the same one, I thought.
Nope. I think it's a different case.
Oh, it is bigger. What model do you have?
10.
What do I got? This is that much bigger. Should be.
Over here.
You fix that, but you might have to make a pot holder or something like that. You found a class online, huh?
Mm-hmm. All you do is just put a little piece on the back of it and just stitch it along the ditch here.
What flavor are these?
Birthday. Those white chocolates with some.
I ain't wasting my calories on that shit.
Hello, may I have your email, please?
The one that's on the account for the class?
Yes.
SOPH.Guidry.
How do you spell your last name?
GUI, D as in David, RY, @gmail.com.
And what's the password to the account?
Password to the account.
Three sisters.
Three spelled out?
No, just the number three and sisters, SISTERS.
Okay. All righty, hold for 1 second.
Okay. Well, girl, we're going to help you out.
I don't know. Oh, wait.
And I have a quick question. The name of the class is Garden Charm Quilt, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's C-H-A-R-M, like an actual charm bracelet?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Garden Charm. All right, 1 second.
Oh, Lord. This news headline. Man found alive 18 days at the funeral. Portuguese man was reported as dead by his local hospital, has been seen alive 18 days after his supposed funeral and burial. 92. Northern Portugal. The player dead on January 10th.
Okay, so I have nothing. I searched it on your on our website, and there's nothing popping up for the name of that class. Is the class under another name, maybe?
Hold on, she's gonna look. 1 second.
Okay.
Use your iPad.
Yeah.
Just 1 second, she's looking.
Okay, no problem, I'll wait.
Negative. Mm-hmm. Look on the 2016 Crusty Block of the Month.
Is that what the class is under?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, so 2016 Crusty Block of the Month.
Uh-huh.
All righty, hold for 1 second.
I think it'll be here. But it doesn't tell you about cutting anything. It just tells you.
Welcome to 2016 Crafty Block of the Month. I'm Lynette Jensen. In this class, we're going to make my beautiful garden charm quilt.
Yeah,
quilt. We will explore tried and true techniques. By the end of this class, you will not only have a gorgeous quilt, but also sewing and design tips to carry you into any other project. I'm based in Hutchinson, Minnesota, where I owned and operated the Simbleberry Design.
That's just a preview.
I continue to design Simbleberry.
So even if you go on to the getting
started. You look
started.
At getting started?
Yeah.
Nothing there?
Mm-mm. Welcome to 2016 Crafty Block of the Month. I'm Lynette Jim. In this class, we're going to make my beautiful garden charm quilt. As we create our quilt, we will explore tried and true techniques. By the end of this class, you will not only have a gorgeous quilt, but also sewing and design tips to carry you into any other project. I'm based in Hutchinson, Minnesota, where I owned and operated the Simbleberry Design Center. I continue to design Simbleberry fabric.
So all this is for the same quilt.
And after writing over 75 quilts, I also continue to write, publishing frequent posts on my blog. In our first lesson, we'll take a look at what makes the garden charm quilt and learn some important foundations. Then we will get right into our first block,
so
our class.
May,
in February,
March.
We'll transform flying geese into both a dog food order and March will be the perfect month for our modified stimulus. And in April...
Hey, and I have a question, sir. What are you guys watching the class on? Is it on our website? Correct.
I think we might have found it at the bottom of that link. It's a bunch of
PDFs.
Okay,
did you find it?
I think she did. Is that it?
Okay, just make sure so that we can actually know.
You'll have plenty to do each month.
So that's the general.
The full pattern and instructions.
And then if we go by January the 1st.
Let's get started.
If that tells you what you need to know.
I'm looking forward to spending time with you in the next 6 months while you construct your garden charm quilt. I might have met many of you in the past in person when Simbleberry fabrics and patterns became
a favorite. That's it. We think we got it.
Okay, did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay, was there anything else I can help you guys with?
That's it. We appreciate your time. You've been a great help.
No problem, and thank you for calling Crafty Media Membership. You enjoy your day today.